Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hartnett, CEO of Deborah Hartnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcases the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by The Professional Black Woman. You can visit us at www.thepbw.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six- and seven-figure earning women of color. Our purpose is twofold. First, it is to inspire and encourage the listening audience. And second, to edify, promote, acknowledge, or just say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, from broadcasting live from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And you know what? We are so excited today that it is Monday, December the 14th, 2009, and we are here every week at the same time. Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, so go and spread the word. Now, today, you know, we have another exciting show for you. I tell you, our special guest today is a genius. She is a transformation expert, and really, she knows how to use what you have to get paid. She's a powerhouse, and everything is truly in her name. And she is so humble, and I'm telling you, when she tells you what to do, you want to listen to what she has to say. You got to understand, she has grace and will tell you that grace is more than anything. By the way, her name is Jo Grace. That's how bad she is. She goes by one name. Let me tell you a little bit about her. They say, call her beauty. Jo Grace, now selling her own sizzle, began her course of beauty and fashion more than 20 years ago at the Skadron Beauty College as a student of fashion merchandising. After completing this course, she continued to strive for more, working towards a degree in business administration with a minor in psychology, until her overwhelming creative artistic energy took over, along with her thoughts of how much money she could make. Midstream, she headed off to study aesthetics, where she discovered she was truly a natural artiste, and her canvas would soon become faces. That wasn't enough, y'all. So she decided she wanted to package the whole woman, whereby she then obtained her license for cosmetology, and of course, later, she would also be ordained as a minister. But it doesn't stop there. As an anointed teacher of grace and beauty, she continues and intends to make it a lifelong journey, studying the inner beauty and grace connection that she now shares with students and professionals throughout the nation through her books and seminars and professional spa trainings. I like to hear about the spa training too. She is the founder and director of the Golden Life Training Center and the host for the Kingdom Spa Retreats. Right after our break, we are going to hear from none other than the dynamic Miss Jo Grace, the author, the speaker, the teacher, entrepreneur herself. We'll be right back.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.WillDrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Primal Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009.
Well, we are back here on Wealthy Sisters. This is Deborah Hartnett, your host, and we are very special guest today is Miss Jo Grace. We want to welcome you to our show. Hello, Jo Grace. Are you there?
Yes. Hello, 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 hello. Oh, my God. I am so excited. I'm going to try to contain myself, okay?
Don't contain yourself. Don't do it. That's how we get down to Wealthy Sisters. You let yourself be yourself, girl. We're real here, and we have an awesome listening audience, and they want to know what you got to share today. So how goes it today?
You know what? I am excited. excited about today because I know that my tomorrow has already been created.
Okay. I'm loving
how I'm living. I'm excited. You know, when you know and you have that trust and you know that God is already taking care of tomorrow, you can be excited about today.
You can be excited about it.
Oh, man, I am excited. First, I just got to celebrate you. I got to thank you and celebrate you, really, seriously. I've observed you for a couple of years, and I know we connected over one of the social networks, professional black women. But you have inspired me. I just want to thank you for the grace that's on your life, because the grace that's on your life has been a blessing to my life. And I know we're going to talk more, but it is about the grace. It is about the grace, and it's all about the grace. But I'm not going to go into that. But I'm excited. I'm excited to talk with all of your listeners today. And matter of fact, I woke up this morning extra early. You know, I believe the Lord just stopped by to make sure that the gift was in place. He wanted to make sure that it was specially intact today, you know, because I believe for your listeners, you know, sometimes they'll just stop by, especially for someone today. I really believe that today. And I couldn't even go back to sleep. And I knew I had about 3 hours, but I just said, you know what? And he just continued to pour into my spirit. So I will share with you as is given. I'm really excited, though. Really excited.
Awesome. Well, I have to thank you so much. I appreciate that, your graciousness. You can't help but to be gracious with a name like Joe Grace. And I have to let our listeners know that you are on California time. And yes, you called me, and we're here on the East Coast, and you called me at 6 a.m. your time this morning. So I understand, and we really appreciate you being here today. So tell us now, how did you get to California? Give us your background. Is that where you grew up? We want to learn all about Joe Grace.
I am a California sushi. I am a California sushi, and I know we're going to talk about that because that's in relation to my book, Sexy Girls Eat Sushi. But I am a California sushi, born and raised in California, Southern California. I'm a Northern California resident now, but I was born and raised in Southern California, and I've been here all my life, and I just love it. You know, it's I guess where I was called to be, and I guess I'll be here until my children, the last. I keep telling them they got 4 more years, and then mommy's gonna be on a Harley in a penthouse. So, so you know, because so that's what I've been doing, and I actually, as you said in the introduction, I actually graduated high school early. And started my career in fashion merchandising. And after completing fashion merchandising, I actually met a man that was soon to be my husband, who was in the beauty field. And I was about 2 years into business administration and working on psychology, and I watched him as a cosmetologist, how much money he made, and I was just like, wow. He was bringing home big cash, you know, every day, and I thought, wow, you know, this black man at 27, you're talking about back in the day now, 27 years old for the kind of money he was making, and he wasn't selling drugs. And so, you know, that piqued my interest, you know, it piqued my interest, and, you know, he shared with me aesthetics. And so I was off to do aesthetics and took off and did that. And then later on I decided, well, I might as well do the whole package and did that, got my license for cosmetology. And then, you know, many years later, I did become ordained. That was much later in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I became ordained as a minister. So the Lord just has tied it all together. He really has. He's tied it all together. He has established and set up my life. A lot of times you don't know why you do what you do, but then in the end all result, you see why things were done and why things happened. Because I thought I would be off in Hollywood, you know, dancing and doing makeup. But that's not where he would have me go, you know. I look at it now, and I'm thankful because sometimes, you know, a lot of that is superficial. Mm-hmm. We are talking to the wealthy sisters, so I'm going to talk about wealth. Sometimes there's that superficial wealth, and then there's that sustaining wealth, and that the Lord has placed me in a sustaining wealth. And so that's where I'm at now.
Awesome. So now you mentioned the book. I love that title. You've written several books. And all of your titles are so catchy. Now, tell us about this book, Sexy Girls Eat Sushi. Mm. What are you talking about?
Well, Sexy Girls Eat Sushi. And if you don't know sushi, and when you look closely at the book, you'll see that sushi actually stands for she uses what she has for her own inspiration. That book was designed for inspiration. And if you notice, it says Sexy Girls Eat, and it's about food. It's about the nourishment, the thought process. Your thought process is actually food and nourishment to your body and to your spirit. So that which you feed yourself, not only, you know, food for thought, but thought for food. So that which you think becomes food to your spirit. So as you feed yourself those things that are inspiring to your life, you know, it says she uses what she has for her own inspiration. When we talk about inspiration, we're talking about living in spirit. And so as you live in spirit each day, and you get that inspiration. The inspiration comes from God. He's the gift giver, the gift provider. And so that inspiration, each of us have something different that we're inspired by. And so as you begin to live inspired by those things that inspire you, not necessarily does it, and usually the things that inspire you are typically going to inspire others, but as you fulfill those things inside of you, you're excited about life. So, you know, we talk about the sushi. She doesn't wait for people to promote her. She promotes herself. That's a sushi girl. She promotes herself. She doesn't wait for the pat on the back to come. She's already patting herself on the back. You know, so she's providing that inspiration that's from within instead of waiting, looking from without. So that's my inspirational book. It's got a lot of little different chapters. There's a chapter about killing me softly and killing you softly, and that's about actually the people that are in your life that are killing you softly with the language that they use, the negative language that, you know, the conversations. And so sushi makes sure she maintains her peace, so she makes sure she's not around people who are negative because her peace is everything. So that's what the book is about, truly, truly living your sushi, living your inspired life, making everything happen. If you're not happy about something, making it happen. In other words, if you're not happy about your size or something, then you start working out. You do those things that are going to make you happy, you know, instead of complaining about it. You know, some people sit around, they whine and complain. They talk about it, but they never do anything about it. So, you know, the sushi girl is going to do something about it, and she's going to use all her own gifts and talents to make it happen. So that's the sushi girl. And she's sexy. here's the other quote that went with that. The other quote that actually went with that, because I am a woman of God, the other part that went with that was who says a woman can't be spirit-filled and sexy? Because sometimes we've been portrayed as these women in the church, you know, our skirts are all long and we look drab and, you know, we're no makeup, our hair, you know, and sometimes you have that image of, you know, not being sexy. But sexy is not about showing all your skin and showing all your body. Sexy is from within. That's when you're happy, you're excited, the joy of life and living is a part of you. So that's sexy, because a happy woman that is enjoying life is sexy. Nobody wants that. I can't imagine, you know, being miserable. Miserable is not sexy. So, you know, but an inspired life is sexy because you're fulfilled, you're content. And that word, a lot of people don't understand. We talk about content. What is content? you know. So we talk about contentment, you know, and most people don't know what contentment is because they're so busy being discontent and they're unfulfilled and they're not happy. But contentment just means that you're at your full capacity. You've maxed out everything that God has given you. You're maxing it out. You're living to the fullest. And when you're not living to the fullest, you're not going to be satisfied. You're not going to be content. So it's a little book, small book, easy to read book. It's the company, which is my company, is Small Bite Books. So each of the books come in small bites. They're slimline books so that they're easily digested. And I did that because as a teacher and studying the brain and understanding what it means to grow and be able to grow and how the brain registers information, I decided to put it in slimline because people are so busy, you know, busy, 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 and they don't have a whole lot of time. So I thought, wow, they can just pick up the book, glance, and look at different things, and something in there is going to speak to them. So a small book, but a very powerful book. Very powerful
awesome.
Book.
Awesome, awesome. I mean, I'm loving it. I've written down so much that you talked about. Just knowing that the inner person, being comfortable with yourself and the whole idea of contentment. Now, we have people, and I was just on a call right before the show and just sharing, and I have someone else that I've been having this conversation with. How do you help a person that's like at that point where they know it's got to be something else? They know they've got to do something, but they just don't know what to do. They don't know how to actually take what they have. And you obviously have mastered that. How do they take what they have or figure out what it is that inspires them to know this is, yes, this is what I should be doing at this moment?
Well, usually I would say for the most part, there's a great peace about it, and there's a great ease. There's an ease about it. There's a peace and an ease, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if you have an ease to be able to, in other words, I can go and I can create, I can sit down, I can write with an ease.
Mm-hmm.
I can teach. That's an ease for me. That's a gift. And it's not a skill. I know some people go and study for years. They have the methodology of teaching. So there's the methodology of teaching, but then there's the gift of teaching. And so I have both the methodology and the gift, but it comes with an ease for me. So I know that I've mastered that, and so I'm capable of marketing that. And so I can market it because I have an ease to do it. It's within me to do. I'm capable of doing it. So if a person has, let's say, example, I'll take writing. You know, I want to write a book. I hear it all the time. I want to write a book. But they can't get any words written down. There's no ease. They can't seem to get it out. Well, then maybe it's not that they're not supposed to be a writer, but maybe they're not in the time yet because there is a time for everything. There's a time for, sometimes we know we have that feeling that we want to do something, but there's also a set time to do it. So I think they have to make sure they know that there's a peace and there's an ease that goes with it. And if there's a peace and an ease that goes with it, then they have to take the action. The action now says, okay, now you got to do it. Now you got to sit down and commit yourself. Commit yourself to whatever it is that you're going to do. If you're going to write, okay, now you're going to commit yourself to 4 hours of writing or commit yourself to 2 hours of writing every single day or 3 days a week. So can they commit themselves to what they're talking about doing? You've got to make a commitment. Because if it's not a commitment, meaning, oh, I'm excited, because, you know, it's like, oh, I'm excited. But then in 2 weeks, you don't have the inspiration.
You're
deflated.
Right, it's not real.
That's superficial. So, you know, it's like you go into those meetings and people hype you up and they're like, wow, it's like the rally, right? They pump you up for the moment. but it's not sustaining. That's why I say we need a sustaining wealth. We don't need a superficial wealth. We need a sustaining wealth. So that comes with the sustaining power that God has already given you. So God has graced you with something. Let's take it there, because that's where I can speak from. If God has graced you with that thing to do, then he is obviously giving you every single thing you need to make it happen. Everything you need. That means if whatever it is, if it's opening a business, if it's whatever it is, if it, I don't care what it could be, if he's giving you the grace for it, then it will happen. And so you're now listening for the timing of when you need to move in it. When I decided to write, I've always known that I would write, because I've always written journals and stuff for years. But the timing hadn't come. Now, get this, when the time came, I wrote 3 books in 60 days.
Wow.
Three books in 60 days. When the time came, the appointed time. When the appointed time came, I was able to move in my maximum capacity, meaning that I was able to move in what I call exponential grace, which is in one of my upcoming books. But exponential grace, meaning that you are now aligned. Everything's in alignment. Everything's in alignment.
Right.
Every single thing that you need. Your faith is in alignment. Your focus is in alignment. The wisdom that you need for that invention or idea or concept is in alignment. The grace that he's giving you to complete and empower you to do what you need to do is in alignment. The love, the ability to share that gift is in alignment. That's when you're moving in the exponential. All those things have to be in alignment. Then you're moving in the exponential grace. That's moving in your maximum capacity. It will happen. It will happen because everything's in place. So it wasn't meant for me to write books last year. It was meant for me to release the books this year.
Now let me just build on that, because I love what you said, that exponential. I love the study of words, etymology. So when we think about exponential, we know what happens with exponential growth. You know, I think of from my background, we use it all the time in the network marketing industry. Exponential growth is going to kick in. You start out with one person, and that's you. Then you tell somebody, and then it begins to multiply, and then it gets to a certain speed of, that's going to take place, because you have more people that's sharing that same thing. So you see, when you have that exponential growth with timing, it's, you've already sown all the seeds. You've already laid the foundation. You're learning. You've been gathering information. You've been doing all this. You've met this person. You've met that person. And now you've hit it right at the time. And so, but you've got to take action at that time. It's like you're going to know it. You're going to know it.
You're moving in it. Now you know that everything, the heavens are lined up for you. Everything. The heavens are lined up. The universe are lined up. The people are lined up. Everything is lined up for you. Because you're right. You're at that place. Let me just give you an analogy. One of the things, and for the listeners, is a lot of times people get really discouraged when it comes to time. But here's the thing about a wall. There was this huge wall that was colorless. It was in front of a university. And the gardener decided, well, I'm going to put ivy on this wall. We're going to put something beautiful to cover this wall, because this wall is just an eyesore. So he decided to plant the ivy. Well, each year he kept going back and looking at that wall. And it seemed like it just wasn't getting covered. So the second year he went back, it seemed like nothing was happening. The ivy was barely even peeking out. The third year he went back and looked at the wall. The fourth year, okay, now by the fourth year, he was just about moving into the fifth year, and he said, now look, we're going to just tear this wall down because it's an eyesore, and I planted ivy and it never covered it. By the fifth year, the wall became fully covered with beautiful ivy all over the wall, gorgeous. And they're like, wait a minute. We were just getting ready to tear this down. But what had happened, he realizes, he looked at the ground. He began to follow the roots, and the roots went out for miles and miles and miles, and he came upon a stream which connected to a major river. And what has happened was, once the roots met and came in contact with the source, guess what happened to the ivy?
Come on.
The ivy completely grew. So what you can't see underground, sometimes it takes a little time. But in the fifth year, the ivy had grown beyond belief. So that's how it is in our lives sometimes. Sometimes the root may be taking a while to get to the source. And mm-hmm. what is your source? The source is the source of who your grace comes from. And mm-hmm. once you lock into that source, you are going to move in the exponential because you are at your maximum. You're at the source.
Mm-hmm,
you're
mm-hmm.
the living waters, the living mm-hmm. water that's going to flow and provide you everything that you need, every nourishment that you need from every different direction. And
mm-hmm.
so that's why we have to be careful about getting discouraged about time, because a lot of times we're such a microwave society. You know, the microwave society wants everything right now. You know, we want overnight success,
mm-hmm,
and that's
mm-hmm,
not
mm-hmm.
how it happens. We want
mm-hmm.
overnight wealth, and that's not how it happens. You know,
mm-hmm.
overnight wealth is not a sustaining wealth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a sustaining wealth is a wealth that comes with years of acquiring. Now, let me tell you how the Lord gave me wealth today, because I know we're talking to wealthy sisters. And he gave me, and I love acronyms because I teach a lot with acronyms. But he says, wealth, wisdom, every day, and living truly healthy.
Mm.
That's wealth. Mm. Wisdom, every day, and living truly healthy. Because wisdom is the thing that gives us what we need. Wisdom, in Proverbs, he says, wisdom was here with me before I laid and settled the mountains. So before the earth was even created, wisdom was with me. Because wisdom is what gives you your creation. Wisdom is what gives you your concepts and witty ideas. And so wisdom every day, we got to have wisdom every day. And you got to live truly healthy, because without your health, what do you have? You
right.
have to live healthy. You have to have
right.
a healthy mind. You got to help
right.
have a healthy mindset, because you have to have a healthy mindset to acquire wealth.
Right.
He says,
right.
I give you the power to get wealth, but you got to have a healthy mindset to even get wealth,
or even to maintain it.
Or even to maintain
it. To know what to do with it. Exactly.
What
exactly.
to do with it. So you got to have a, you got, and then once you get all that, you still got to be healthy mind, body, and spirit. Everything has got to be healthy for you to have a sustainable wealth. Otherwise, you got superficial wealth. It is superficial.
Mm.
Come tumbling down. And we know that because we're seeing it happen right now. You know, superficial, what we see in the world, where people would appear to be someone's wealth. You know, we put man up because he appeared to be so wealthy, and then their worlds are come crumbling down. Because
well, I want to talk to that. I want to speak to that when you come back, because we're talking about grace with Joe Grace today, the
yes.
dynamic diva herself, who has really literally taken everything she has and created an awesome empire. We're going to take a break. We're just here today and realizing that, yeah, we got to pay some bills right now. So we will be right back after this short commercial.
Deborah Hartnett International. Helping you design your future. We are business development consultants, your one-stop stores for starting or enhancing your business. Our team of professionals are among the best in the country. Our services range from establishing your corporation to developing and executing your branding strategy to website design and promotion. We even help you with establishing your business credit. Visit us today at www.deborahhartnett.com. DeborahHardnett.com to view a full list of services or call toll-free 800-493-0339. Mention this ad and receive a 15% discount off our gold package.
Well, yes, we're back live on Wealthy Sisters with Joe Grace, and we're just talking about the grace and what happens with superficial wealth and how we can actually have a sustainable wealth and preparing ourselves and building ourselves for that. So let's you were just sharing, you know, where we are today. You were using examples, and I'm assuming you're speaking of a certain personality that everyone is looked up to. And I'd just like to say, you know, to that, this is where I stand. I think it's superficial because of where people are when it comes to wealth. To me, it shows that people are so sometimes be so locked into their misery that they applaud automatically when someone who has labored and laid those foundations. Because, I mean, this man been working since, what, three, when he was on
two years old.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's paid when everybody else was running around and playing, you know, going, doing all that thing. He was sacrificing and developing and building, and now you see who he is today. And so now he's a human, being human, not condoning, not saying anything. But it's just so sad
to me.
It is so sad when you see the major news covering this, like this is something that's going to affect my life today.
Right.
You know, what does that have to do with me? And people are so caught up in that where it's so much in our lives that we need to be focused on. And and quite honestly, the hypocritical side of it. You know, the losing this and losing the endorsements, all those things out there. It's just absolutely amazing.
It is.
And so I think if we could just focus on the things that you're talking about, you know, that it would not be it would not be the way that it is today.
And
really,
societies make men, you know, and I've said that, and I like what you said because society makes these people who, you know, they create gods out of these people. This is the man that was using his grace, his gift, the gift that was given to him. So he used that, but because, and again, we go back to these athletes, when a man uses his gift, and he uses his gift, that does not qualify his character. In other words, because I'm gifted at something does not make me my character perfect.
Right.
So, you know, I'm a great ball player. So now you make me out to be this
everything
you
else
know, superhuman. And society does this. So then they get angry and then want to tear that person apart when that person doesn't meet the specs in their eyes. But first of all, you shouldn't have put him there in the first place.
Because
he is just a man who has utilized and moved in the grace that was given to him to play golf, what he was gifted for. He mastered that thing, and through mastering his gift, he has obtained his wealth. But that never qualified him to be the super beyond human perfect person that the society made him out to be. So, you know, people are angry, but they should be angry at themselves because he didn't say he was all that. They said he was all that. You know, he's just a man doing his gift. So if they truly wanted to know his character, they would have to get to know him personally. And so now they're seeing a personal side that, guess what, they don't like. So this is coming out because what? It's time for him to go back and identify some other things in his character that he's got to work on. Like we all do. We all have to these things.
And the people in our lives.
Yes.
The people in our lives, yes.
Yeah, so now we've got to, yes, so it's time to clean up. It's time to clean up some of the stuff in the house. Because he's got some stuff that he's got to clean up, and he is just a man. Like you said, not condoning what he's done by no means, by no means. But we have to clean our house. That's why if you want sustainable wealth, you need to start you need to work on the full aspect of what your health should be and what your wealth should be, meaning that your character should be intact and working on that character as well, because sometimes we're so worried about what we get. Matter of fact, in the book, in the sushi book, it says, it's not about what you get, but about what you become. It's not about what you get, it's about who you become.
On that journey.
On the journey. So on the journey to your what, it's about who you become. And so as long as you're becoming a better person, as you're obtaining, as you know, acquiring your wealth, then that's a wonderful thing. There's nothing absolutely, you know, there's nothing wrong with it, because at some point, you know, when you rise to that point, you want to be able to be the person who has a person of integrity, not ripping people off. A person of your word. You got to be a woman of your word. If you say you're going to do something, then be a person of your word and make sure that you do it. This is what it's about, what you become. And the other thing I would say is it's not about being better than someone else. It's about being better than you were. That's the transformation.
It's all about you, really, is what you're saying.
Because if not, some people get caught up and they, you know, oh, somebody gonna think I'm better than them, and somebody, and some folks probably gonna think you're better than them. But then you have to make it known. You know what? This is not. It has nothing to do with you. This is about me being better than I was. That's why I'm transforming. That's why I'm renewing my mind. That's why I'm growing by leaps and bounds. That's why I have vision. That's why, you see what I'm saying? Because it's in me to do this. I'm living off the inspiration, off the spirit of the living Lord, God who lives in me. That's what I live for. And if you, if the fringe benefits of the pour over, the spillover is onto your life, meaning my grace that I live blesses your life, then I have really done something. Because this is about sharing with others. That's truly what it's about. And when the more we move, we begin to have an overflow. And it's a spillover on the lives of everybody that we come in contact with. It's a light for everyone. You know, if only one of us had the light lit, then only one of us can get through. I always say if we were all in a dark cave and it was only one person with the light, there's not going to be a whole lot of us that get through. But if we all lit our lights, we would all get through the darkness together, because there would be more light that would light the way. So this is not, you know, that's what it's about. And that's what
and enlighten the light. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes.
I just want to
clarify.
Ahead, honey. Go ahead. When you enlighten the light, that's what you mean by us finding what our light, what our purpose is, and being inspired and living and being the person we are supposed to be, not based on what what everybody else says or what have you. But we, that's when we are able to be free enough to share with others. To be free.
Free. And that's what my goal has been, is to touch the lives, mainly the people that I work with are women. So it's really getting that. There's on my site, there's a class called Out of the House of Bondage, because so many of us, and I gotta speak to the woman, because that's my mastery is the woman. Okay, so many of us have been in a bondage, the bondage that we've created and the bondage that we've allowed other people to put us in. And so until you find that freedom, the freedom in yourself to fully live completely according to all that the Spirit of the Living God is giving you, mm-hmm. you will yet remain in bondage, because he's giving you freedom. The mm-hmm. freedom already exists.
Mm-hmm.
And the freedom is knowing that it exists within you. When you're looking outside of yourself, all the
mm-hmm.
stuff outside of you keeps you in bondage.
Mm-hmm.
But when
mm-hmm.
you look within, what's happening within is that is the grace that I'm talking about. It's called a manifold. There's a manifold of grace that is on the inside of you. The manifold of grace that's on the inside of Deborah is different from the manifold of grace that's on the inside of Joe. That means
yeah.
the grace that he's given you is the grace for your life and all the lives that you're supposed to touch. The grace he's given me is for my life, and that's why we may walk very different paths and journeys, but we cross each other's path.
Right.
We've now come across each other's path because of the grace that are on our lives. That's why we've connected.
Right,
we've connected
right.
because what the greater purpose of what's on our lives for us to do. He's connected
right.
us.
Right, 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 right. Awesome, mm. awesome. Well, I know you have written several other books, and one you mentioned your title that your new book that's coming out. You mentioned something about giving some away. You had in mind.
Oh, the e-book. I have the e-book. There's an e-book called How Getting Fired Can Make You Wealthy.
Okay, okay.
So that's the e-book. The e-book is anybody that sends me an email and say, hey, I want to request the free e-book, I will send that to them. But that's what that one's about, how getting fired can make you wealthy. Because you know what? That's what really started me on my journey. Hey, I got fired, and it was the best thing. And matter of fact, on that book it says, now, remember to send your boss a thank you note. You got to send your boss. You got to send your boss a thank you note because it's the best thing that can happen to you. Now, you may not feel like that initially.
At that moment.
Trust me. At the moment, I felt like somebody had kicked me in my gut. You know, when you feel like you have established, especially, you know, you're talking about I worked for this organization about 7-8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they called me, you know, I had retired from working there, and then they called me back. He called me back and said, hey, can you help me? So I went back and worked for him another 2.5-3 years. And so when you have established what you think is a relationship with someone, a respectful relationship with someone, and then they kick you in the gut like that, you go, man. You know,
what's going on?
But you know, I tell you, it was the best thing because God had a greater vision for me, and so it was the best thing. It was the most freeing thing for my life. And so you, like I said, you may not feel like that, but boy, after you're out of there, your life has changed. It was just time. It's time. You know, a lot of times these things happen because it's a redirection for your life. So it gave me freedom. Freedom to do what? Freedom to be more aware about what I needed to do.
Yes.
In my business, establishing the Golden Life Training Center. The Golden Life Training Center does a lot of different things, because I do the spa training as well as seminar training and business training. So under the Golden Life Training Center, I was able to do operate and function in all my gifts. Before that, I was spending hours, you know, you're talking 5 days a week, you know, pulling 40 hours, giving all that energy to someone else's empire. I was giving that of myself, my time, my energy to someone else. And I said, you know, now I could put that time and energy into all the things that the Lord really has placed in me to do. That's how I really began to move forward and move forward in ministry. It opened doors for me for ministry, because I was able to move forward in ministry and travel more, go out more, do more things. So it was really a blessing. It truly is a blessing.
Well, I know we have our chat room. I know we have several people that want to ask questions. I'm going to open the lines up for our producer, Ms. Jocelyn Harrison. I know she has a question that she'd like to ask you as well. Are you there, Ms. Jocelyn?
Yes, I'm here. How's it? This is awesome. This is an awesome, awesome call.
I know you're loving it. Isn't this great?
Hello, hello. You know, one question that I wanted to ask you is, what is your you talked about so much. Okay. What is your advice to women? You kind of touched on this, to women who back to that whole Deborah asked you the question about, I'm having a hard time getting my question out. When you talk about peace and ease. The peace and ease. And you talked about timing and all of that. What if it is the timing? What if they know that it is the timing? But they're just having an issue pushing through to that initial, to making that, to initializing themselves.
That's the birthing process. I hear you. Yes. Yes. The birthing process.
Yes.
Labor
pain.
Yes. It's literally there's a birthing process. There's the laboring process. And that's where you do have to put, that's why you need a serious support system in place. Because sometimes you need the midwives. You need the ones that are going to help you birth this process out. You need someone to brainstorm with you and can help you maybe get those last little bit of things out. Because if it's the timing and you just need the encouragement, you know, if that's the issue, I don't, you know, it really just depends on what it is and because what the issue is. Because if it's the timing, then it's supposed to happen. Basically, it's just pushing the baby out. You know, it's time to make this thing happen. So you need whatever you need in place, then you need to get those things in place or get surround yourself with the people that can make that happen. Let me tell you what happened to me. One of my mentors, I sat down and I was telling her I was about to go out and do some speaking, Jewel Diamond Taylor. I don't know if you've heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
But I sat down with her, and she looked at me, and she said, well, what do you have to offer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just put me on the spot. Can you imagine mm-hmm. someone just says, well, what do you have to offer?
Mm-hmm.
And then she sat there and looked at me, like, and waited to see what I was going to say. And I thought, whoa, that was tight, you know. She just put me on the spot like that.
Uh-huh.
But let me tell you what happened. Out of her doing that, it forced me to create, as they call, the elevator pitch. Because sometimes you have to use the elevator pitch in
mm-hmm.
different scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is she was my midwife. She was the one that put the challenge to me to birth that next thing that was needed. Because I went back and that night, because I had to meet with her the next day, and I went back, I couldn't sleep until that thing was
finished. I'm going to have an answer for you now.
No. I've been doing this too long. I'm going to have an answer.
Uh-huh,
and I got here and I flowed that thing out. I recorded it for her and sent it to her and said, now. And she said, all right, now. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you need that person who is a little more qualified in that area. So, you know, if you're only around people who are on your level, you're never going to get past that level.
Say it again. Please say it again.
If you're only around people who are on your level, you're never going to get past that level. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting at the table with an international speaker who's been all around the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
Her list is so long I can't even tell. I mean, she's one of the first really African American women that went out to do international speaking and motivational speaking, and so to sit down with that kind of wisdom, and for her to share that just took me to the next dimension, because she had already gone it already, and that's what I mean about the wisdom. you know, wisdom wise. I've learned through her wisdom, through her experience. She was able to share something with me and help me get that birthing process. So you got to sit down with some folks on a different level. Don't sit in a room with the same people. Get some new people on another level that can help you birth that process. I don't know if I really answered your question, but every individual just depends on each situation, and usually it's you're right there, because if it is time, and just like she knew it was time for me, she mm-hmm. was sitting with me at my birthing process. I was at the point of delivering, and my
that's
matter
the hardest
fact,
point right there. That is
yes.
the that get into that next. That last centimeter, oh my.
Oh,
that's
I was at
you
the
like.
Last point. Yes.
Forget it. You know, you can't go back. You just can't. You just, what you
right.
going to say? I can't get it. No, I don't want the baby. You know.
Yeah. Because you know, I had written the books. I mean, seriously, I had written my books,
uh-huh.
and I had a book signing. I've never done a book signing before, you know,
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about a book signing. So
mm-hmm.
here, this she's saying, okay, so now where are you going to go from here? How are you going to utilize your books? What is this going to, you know, what is this going to do for you? What are you going to offer these people? So I'm like, wow, you know, I just wrote the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but she took me to another level. You know, she expanded my consciousness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she expanded my conscious thinking. You know, I was just thinking here. She was thinking way over here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm saying. If it's the right timing, get with the right person, get with the right support system, get with the right mentor, the right counsel. Surround yourself with wise counsel. Wise counsel does not mean people on the same level of thinking you are. Wise counsel means that they come with wisdom that you have not experienced.
Mm. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we're going to take another short break. We're coming back. We want to learn more about how they can find you on the Internet as well, and any upcoming events that you have that you're going to be speaking at. So one moment. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like there's never enough time in the day? You have a laundry list of 20 things to do, and you still haven't done, oh, yeah, the laundry. Are you at a crossroads in your life and just not certain what's your next step? Are you just overwhelmed and feel like you have lost, well, you? We are here to help. Compass Coaching is a personal development company for women. We help you find your path and bring balance to your life. Visit us today at www.mypathmylife.com. We have life coaching plans as low as $19 a month, and take our free assessment. That's www.mypathmylife.com. Every woman deserves a coach.
Yes, we're live back on Wealthy Sisters with our special guest, Miss Jo Grace, today. Also, if you'd like to ask her a question, we do have a few moments left that you can dial in. The number is 347-838-9278. Please press 1 on your phone so that we know that you'd like to ask her a question, and I know she'll be happy to answer it today. Now, I know you speak all over the country, Jo Grace, all over the world, literally. So I imagine that you are really serious about events. You think that they are pretty important to have in a person's
yes,
life, huh?
Yes,
yes
they
okay.
Are. Yes, they
okay.
are. Yes, they are. Matter of fact, I know that I will be at the Winter Summit.
Yes,
I won't be speaking, but I will be there. So that will be the next event that I will be attending, because it's about sitting in the mist. And I've been sharing that with everyone about sitting in the mist of winters. It's about who you surround yourself with. And
yes.
So I'm excited about coming in and meeting other women and networking with other women and sitting in the midst of winners, those who hopefully have the mindset to win. So I'm looking forward to it. I actually, my next event is actually here in Northern California, is Let's Talk Sushi. And so Let's Talk Sushi next year kicks off because I'm helping women develop their own gifts. And so that's a workshop, and so we're kicking that off on the January the 9th here at one of the it's called the Underground, and we're going to be at the Underground,
kicking that off for women, January the 9th, and it's going to be a two-hour session from 2 to 4, and actually it is a free session, so that's happening January the 9th. Also, at Grace Talk, I do Grace Talk every Friday at 12 o'clock is Grace Talk.
And that's specific time, 12 o'clock. Specific
yes,
time.
12 o'clock.
Specific
time.
PM.
Yes. So that is starting. Matter of fact, we're really kicking off the new year. My mentor, one of my mentors, Jewel Diamond Taylor, she is going to, we're going to have her seriously powerful session. Like I said, she put you on the spot, and she's serious about what she does. But you know what? You might as well learn from the best. And she's got, you know, more than many, many years, so almost 30 years of experience of doing this, going out and speaking. And so she's going to kick it off on January, January the 8th. It's going to be Friday.
Okay.
And then so there's a whole list of people that are coming in that are excited, and we're going to tap into that wisdom. Again, surrounding yourself with those who have the wisdom, you know, and have the experience that you don't have. And that's what
I love that. I love it. And just the fact that you called me and you said, Deborah, I'm coming to this conference. You know, everybody, you got to understand the Winter Summit, the conference that Ms. Jo Grace will be at. You'll be able to meet her in person as well. It is March 19th and 20th at the Hyatt Regency Baltimore. It's the Winter Summit Conference and Expo. I'm telling you, we are savvy, giving savvy advice, practical application for winning women.
Yes.
We are so excited. It's going to be at the Hyatt Regency Baltimore Harbor, right there downtown. There's so much to offer. Topics, six-figure selling, the greenbacks are going green, money-making marketing, the timeless principles of leadership. We've got grand prize, cash prize, celebrity entertainment, fashion show. I'm telling you, this is an event that you don't want to miss. Go to www.thewinnerssummit.com, thewinnerssummit.com to learn more about it, to get registered. And all those that register in the month of December, go ahead and get registered. You get a free affirmation CD that our co-chairs are doing. So I'm telling you, we have an awesome event in store for you that you can be around like minds that Ms. Jo Grace was talking about. So we look forward to seeing you there. Visit www.thewinnerssummit.com. Now, we just have a few minutes left. Please give us your website and how we can contact you and be able to get the services that you offer as well.
Okay. If you actually go to www.graceupclose.com, actually, if you just even Google Grace Up Close as one word, you get, I mean, everything pretty much that I do, Grace Up Close, Grace Up Close. Google graceupclose.com. You'll also get my book site, which is smallbitebooks.com. If you go to smallbitebooks.com, you will get all three of the books are available. But graceupclose.com or joegrace.org, you can find me at any of those sites. You can type in Jo Grace and Google author, and all of my information comes up. So if you want to learn about exponential grace, you can type in exponential grace, and it all comes up. So you can contact me. I'm easy to find, but Grace Up Close probably has pretty much everything that I do, graceupclose.com. And again, stop in, look and see what I'm doing, and give me an email. You know, send me an email. I'll send you the free book on how to get fired. Not how to get fired, but how getting fired, if you happen to get fired, and make you wealthy. I'm not going to speak that on you, but it's all according to his, you know, to the will of God, however he works out. Just know that it's a blessing.
All right. Well, awesome. 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 Well, we thank you again for being our very special guest today. This has been great. I can't wait to go back and take some more notes from listening. This has been Deborah Hartnett. We want you to tune in next week to our awesome another guest, Ms. Colleen Payne Neighbors. This lady is a multimillionaire. She built her business from the ground up in an unlikely field. Tune in next week, same time, same station. It's been a pleasure. As always, continue to enjoy your day. This is Deborah Hartnett signing off.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host, next week as she interviews another powerful, positive, progressive, wealthy sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. See you next time.